Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we have an update on candy prices. We also have an update from Coach Reed about Josh Simmons.
Yeah, so if you missed it, Josh Simmons, the rookie left tackle for the Chiefs, who's been playing amazing, one of the best left tackles in the league so far this year, was mysteriously just absent from the game yesterday. And we don't know why. Andy's been asked about it several times. And this is what he said just recently, or just a few minutes ago, in his Monday presser.
As far as Josh's situation goes, it's a personal issue. I'm not going to talk about that. I did a little bit last night and then leave it at that.
That's it. He was asked.
He talked about it last night?
He said last night basically the same thing. He was asked about it and he was like, I'm not going to talk about that. Our buddy Cody Tapp over at 96.5 The Fan, I didn't get this audio, but he tweeted out that Andy Reid will not answer whether or not Josh Simmons will be back this week against the Raiders. Again, I'm a little bit concerned about this because I feel like if it was just a family medical emergency,
right,
then they would have said that by now.
Right. Just like with the death, who just had Chris Jones?
Chris Jones had two people in his family die, and they let us know. They said that,
why not?
Like, it was, well, he's coming back from a funeral. The organization said that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Legarius Sneed one time, when he was a cornerback, great cornerback for the Chiefs, his brother was murdered, and he had to go back to, I can't remember where he was from, I think Louisiana, but he had to go back and missed the game because of it. And nobody was like, hey, come on, buddy, get out there and play. But
so do you feel like people are going to judge it and say, no, you should play? How dare you go to the funeral of someone in your family?
I don't know. Or what? Either it is an intensely personal situation that we just don't have the right to know about, and I don't know what that would be. Maybe a medical emergency or whatever. Or something else is going on. I don't know. But like, if it was drugs or something,
if
like
he was
illegal,
in trouble,
if he was in trouble, right, then we would know about
that.
So that's what makes it so confounding is, and Andy is a very buttoned up guy. I mean, it can be frustrating for those of us in the media, but it's good to have a coach that isn't going to go and, you know, spill the beans on every player and everything that's going on. At the same time, I would like to know if our left tackle, who's been playing at an amazing level for the last, you know, six games or up until this last game, is going to be playing and protecting Patrick Mahomes for the rest of the season, or if something horrible is going on. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you hate to make up scenarios.
Yeah.
And I understand being protective, but sometimes there's being overprotective for no reason. And it's and you don't have to say a lot. Tell me whether it's a problem with him or someone in his family.
Mm.
To me, that makes a big difference. Is there something going on with someone close to him, or is it with him? Is he in a relationship? I have no idea. But I mean, is it something with someone he's in a relationship? I mean, it just,
right.
The fact that it was so, there was so much mystery surrounding that.
And it was so sudden. Like Chris Jones, look, again, I'm not, if it was a personal issue, if it was a family issue, you know, he has every right to miss a game. Nobody's going to sit here and argue that. I'm shocked and appreciative that Jalen Moore, after the birth of his daughter, spending the night in the hospital, played last night and was amazing.
Yeah.
So that, but Chris Jones went to two funerals and then came back. And it was
and
a
made
whole,
it just in time.
Just in the nick of time. Right. So I'm just, and they were very open about what happened there. I'm also parsing this, like, do we even have the right to know? Like, whatever it was, can we just let it go? My curiosity forbids that. Like, I just can't. I don't, I'm sorry, but that's just who I am and what we do. I would like to know. I don't know that it's necessary for us to know, but it is a little bit confounding that suddenly this guy who's playing great for the team just disappears one day.
Didn't Chris Jones go on the injured list for personal reasons? And that's what that's what alerted us.
It was the same thing with Josh Simmons. Was the same thing. He was on the injured list for personal reasons.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to know toward the end of this week. Is it Thursday that they have to finalize that list, or Friday of who's on the injured list?
Friday.
Okay. So I just want, is he playing on Friday? Like, is he injured and he's going to be out for a while? Well, or was this a one-time thing?
I mean, if he was injured, then no, he's not injured. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. See, this is the problem with it, is that it leads people to speculate. Right. If you just say, well, even if he said it was a family issue, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And there's a chance maybe Andy doesn't even know. Maybe Josh just said, hey, I got to go. I can't make the game today. Last week, he did show up at the last minute when he did play on the injury report for sickness. It was like illness, like all of a sudden out of nowhere. He was ill or something. And people said he was dehydrated. I don't know. It just worries me. Just worries me, guys.
I would it. Now, do we feel like Josh Simmons maybe should say something?
Like, it wouldn't hurt. He also deactivated all of his social media over the course of this week.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. What is that's the strange? I didn't know that. Yeah. That's the strange.
Yeah, I forgot about that until somebody on the text line pointed it out. But yeah, he also deactivated social media.
Did he go through a bad breakup? Did he like you don't deactivate your social media?
Well, I mean, Chris Jones also deactivated his social media this week because people were all over him for how bad he was at the end of the Jaguars game. Oh. But I don't know. I hate this. Let's move on. Because I just feel like the more we speculate on it, if we find out what it is, it's just gonna seem like a really bad look. Just sitting here and be like, well, who knows? Like, is he beating somebody or somebody beating him? Is he on drugs? And then when we find out, no, his aunt who raised him died or something like that, or is on death's door, then we'll be like, oh, man. Let's talk about candy.
Let's talk Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Okay, so some of you have already bought your Halloween candy. Wow, is that optimistic? Mm-hmm. Thinking you're not going to buy it again.
Yeah, not going to go through it.
But some of you maybe are going to buy it again. If you haven't noticed, there was a story out of Fox 4 this morning that said there is about a 20% increase this year in pricing on chocolate. So a bag of Kit Kats that last year was selling for $6.99 is selling for $8.99 this year.
Good Lord.
They said cocoa prices are off the charts and hitting new highs. So that raises a couple questions for me. That makes me wonder, are you going to buy less chocolate this year? Are you going to switch to something else? And if so, what's a good alternative to chocolate? Like, that's not a bottom of the barrel candy, you know, that kids actually want.
Yeah.
If it's not chocolate.
Or maybe not even candy. Is there something you could give in a Halloween bag
That's not candy
that would be, that kids wouldn't egg your house over later. But then again, I guess the price of eggs has come down a little bit.
When I was a kid, there was a house that gave out cans of Pepsi.
That's actually awesome.
Every year.
I mean, the parents can't be happy about that.
Yeah. And it offset the house that always gave out apples.
Mm. Yes. 913-586-7798. I thought we are going to do that. Didn't we say that for a list one time is the worst things to get in a Halloween bag?
Yeah.
But these can be different.
What's a good alternative?
913-586-7798. From the text line, spider rings? No. Those are lame. And they're like cheap, that cheap plastic spider ring. They're really thin. They always like cut you too.
Don't go to Dollar Tree and just fill up on all the little trinkets.
Stickers?
No. I feel like it needs to be edible.
Yeah.
Give me something edible that's individually wrapped.
Temporary tattoos. That's kind of cool.
Okay, I could. That's sort of fun. Yeah. I think that's okay.
Pencils. Okay, nerd.
No. Like, no. No.
What are you doing? What? Yeah, how about a pencil holder to have them in, too? How about like a little pocket protector? Yeesh. Yeah, push your glasses up and get out of here. Glow sticks. That's actually cool.
That's not bad. That's not bad because they can wear them that night.
Here's the problem, though. The cooler these get, though, the self-defeating, it's self-defeating because you're trying to avoid candy because candy's too expensive. Mm-hmm. Bouncy balls, slap bracelets, mini bubbles. I don't know. Oh, like a little bottle of bubbles. Yeah.
Hershey said it would not raise Halloween candy prices this year.
Really? Then what, why are we saying prices are...
Like Butterfinger. I don't know who owns what.
Yeah.
Butterfinger, Kit Kat, Snickers. I don't know who owns what.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Jolly Rancher Kisses. Yeah. Obviously Hershey's Kisses. They own Twizzlers. Oh, man, they own a lot. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Almond Joy, Cadbury Cream Egg, Heath Bars, Hershey Bars, obviously. Mounds.
Gross.
Milk Duds, Whoppers. Basically everything, but they're not raising their prices. Then why is Kit Kat
so
much?
They say.
Well, that's. Oh wait, I forgot. Nestle owns Kit Kat in the United States, and then it's this weird thing where Hershey owns them overseas.
That's strange. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah. 9-1-3-5
tariffs though, but there's going to be an increase in prices because of tariffs and supply chain issues and all these other things.
We need to have an election where somebody runs on bringing those prices down. I mean, just think of what a winning argument that would be. Like, elect me and I'll make sure that the cost of food goes down within the first day. It'll be the easiest thing. I invented the word grocery, so obviously I know how to lower it. From the Texas, snack packs, popcorn, pretzels. That's actually a good idea. You can make
snack packs a good idea.
You can make popcorn yourself. Popcorn's cheap.
Yes.
Just get a big thing of it, put it in little bags. Yeah.
Would you let your kid eat something that someone else made?
That's tough.
You know? Or do you think they're going to poison it?
No, that's crazy. I would think twice about it, more from a hygiene perspective. I wouldn't think that they're trying to kill my kid. Mm-hmm. And if they did, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? It's got to come.
But you could go get the little bags of chips.
That's
you know,
true.
Go get the snack packs of chips. Snack packs or trail of chips. Mix or
mini Play-Doh tubs. Again, that's like a dollar a thing. That's getting way too expensive. Quentin, do you have something for this?
What a mess.
Well, Jamie kind of stole it. What? I was going to say, like, they make the Halloween pretzels. I'm sure like 7 of them come in a bag now. But, you know, they make like those little bags of snacks that you can buy like a box of 50 from Sam's Club. Plus, the best part about that is when two kids show up to your house, you've got some pretzels.
All right, 913-586-7798. That's what we're looking for right now, is if candy's too expensive, what can you do as an alternative this Halloween? We're having a dirtbag white trash Halloween, everybody, where you are not handing out pencils for the love of God, but what could you give that would actually make kids happy in the bag? Maybe you should just do it because it's healthier. Apple slices?
Ew.
Nerd. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about this some more coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chuck. chocolate prices might be going up pretty dramatically just in time for Halloween, when we need chocolate prices to stay lower. So if you were thinking, eh, that's too much, what can we do instead?
What are some alternatives to chocolate that you could put in a Halloween bag? From the text line, fake tattoos and candy cigarettes. There are no candy cigarettes anymore. That is not a thing that they sell. I think we, Jamie and I, were probably amongst the last generation that allowed to... We're allowed to have candy cigarettes. Do you have any idea what we're even talking about, Quentin?
Yeah, I know.
Did you guys have them when you were good?
Yeah, I had them for like a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Because I remember there being like Spider-Man and Hulk ones.
Yes.
But they would come and there was like, they had that little tiny cardboard box and there were two of them in each and they were awful.
I wonder
it
though.
It was worse than the Fun Dip stick.
It basically, they were like shrunk down Fun Dip sticks. I will say this about those though. I think the problem is it's not so much that it's so repellent, the idea of having kids smoke, because certainly we sell toy guns without any problem. I think it's more, who are they imitating? Like, their parent people just don't smoke anymore.
I mean,
don't smoke
the
like
least they
could have
done was made them like menthol flavored.
How about candy vapes instead of candy cigarettes? Candy vapes. That
I
the
mean,
kids
that's just
have.
Cotton candy vapes.
Yeah, that's true. That's just vapes. You're right. Somebody said they still make candy cigarettes.
Oh, really?
Somebody said I bought candy cigarettes at the Dallas State Fair this year. That makes sense. Texas would still be. Hold on. I'm going to see. I want to get some candy cigarettes now that we're talking about them. Because this guy said they're gross. I actually liked them. Oh, these look so old.
They're not really tasting like anything.
No, they're just kind of like,
tasted like
bitter,
sugar.
Chalky, not bitter, sweet, like chalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they are? Like those hearts that you get for Valentine's Day with the dumb sayings on them. It was like that. Ooh, you can get a 12-pack of candy cigarettes for only $9.49 on Amazon.
$9.49 for a 12-pack?
For...
Are you pricing them the same as regular cigarettes?
But they're... No, no, no. Not 12 candy cigarettes. It's 12 boxes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
World's king size
candy cigarettes. That's as high as regular cigarettes
I'm shocked. I would have thought these would like were really old and would be stale by this point.
Huh.
Huh.
Can't
anyway.
Go stale if you're already stale.
That's true. They probably are 30 years old and they taste just the same as they did 30 years ago. Jolly Rancher lollipops. Okay, we need alternatives to candy.
Lollipops.
We're talking about alternatives to candy, not more candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask, do kids go trick-or-treating anymore? Or is that, or don't they do like trunk-or-treat or
they
like
do.
Other events?
Mm.
Yeah. But it's still fun, especially. Halloween's on a Friday this year.
Okay.
I know, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Kids are going
to
be out.
Listen to this. 5022 says, I've saved up my fortune cookies this year. I have 43 and intend to give those out.
That's so funny. Shout out to that guy. That guy's awesome.
I love that.
That is just a genius idea.
You also can just buy bags of fortune cookies online.
Yeah. Yeah, but why?
Buy them bags of 100.
Or you could just go to Panda Express and then just save them for Halloween. And to Quentin's point about the candy cigarettes, how are you going to know if they're bad? They're always kind of stale, fortune cookies.
How much are bags of fortune cookies? I love that.
Yeah.
That is like talking to your wife, you know, and you're like, hey, you know, we need to go to Panda Express again. We got to save up for that Halloween
candy. Yeah. You know what? Hey, kids, it's your lucky day. Who likes Taco Bell sauce packets? Huh?
You can get a 100-pack for $18.
Okay, there you go.
100 fortune cookies on Amazon.
And the kids
that
love
is
that.
The deal of
honestly,
the day.
Honestly, kids are dumb. They'll love little fortunes inside of there.
You can get them Halloween colored, orange and black.
Yeah.
These are really popular on Amazon for Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, 50 pieces for $10.
There
do
you
it.
Go. Yeah. Heck with Hershey's
That's
and Nestle.
Great.
They do enough unethical and evil stuff.
I need to get out of this because now I'm looking at all the different kinds of fortune cookies that you can get.
Yeah.
You can get Fortunes Against Humanity.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fortune
so
cookies
like cards
and their chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And red.
Blueberries? Come on, nerd. Stop it. Remember the miniature boxes of Sun-Made Dried Raisins? Those were always fun to get in your bag as kids because you know kids just love raisins.
They do.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Not when you're expecting actual candy, not nature's candy.
When you're eating that Jolly Rancher and you got that stuck to your teeth, you can then eat the raisins to unstick the Jolly Rancher and fill your teeth with raisins.
Or the Laffy Taffy, the taffy that always got stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, I don't remember Laffy Taffy used to be like in squares, and now it's like this long strip that's harder to open. It's weird.
Wait, it's what now?
It's like in this long plastic. It's not long, but it's like more of a rectangle that used to be, and I don't like it. Like what? That's all you know.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah, when we were kids.
You don't know the little squares?
Yeah, no. They came in like squares, like Starburst.
Really? Yeah. That's interesting.
It's not that interesting.
I'll say this. Any banana-flavored thing is awful.
You and my best friend James have that in common. You both hate banana-flavored stuff?
That's a common aversion.
I love banana flavor. It's my favorite flavor. Let's see. What does the fortune say? Go to bed? From the text line. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Can you write my own fortune in there? Yeah. Tip your radio hosts. Here's my Venmo. Give me money and I'll give you actual candy next year.
What about like juice boxes? Or could you go, do you remember, and I'm sure Quentin has no idea about this either. Weird, did you have in school the little hugs? They were the little like plastic bottles of sugar water that had the foil on top.
I just didn't know that's what they were called, but yeah.
Yeah,
those
they were
barrels?
Called hugs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you can go buy those at Costco.
Really?
You know, for 25 cents
a
piece.
Cheap. Yeah.
Go give those out.
There you go. And they'll, you know what? I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, a kid would probably like that. Something to go with the rest of the candy.
Yes, more sugar.
From the Texas line, ramen noodles.
They're not 19 in
Don't
college.
Don't give them something to cook.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can call them zombie noodles or something. I don't know. Hot cocoa packets, somebody on the text line said.
Same thing. You got to cook it.
And it's also, that seems like you're not saving a lot of money there.
No.
Juice boxes.
If someone's out here handing out Capri Suns, you're my favorite person.
I like the idea of the person doing it for free by just saving up their fortune cookies all year and then giving them out on Halloween. That's just genius.
Because those are going to be adult fortunes.
Yeah.
I mean, not well, like they're going to be adult, but they're not going to mean anything to kids.
No. You will find
like,
great
hey, be
money.
Nice to your teacher.
Right. Here's your lottery numbers.
What about just handing out quarters? We used to have a house that would do that. They would hand out quarters.
Pennies. And honestly, I remember my friend Brian threw the pennies at the house as we were leaving one time. and they just scattered everywhere. But quarters wouldn't be that bad. But here's the problem with that is kids don't spend money.
They don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know anything about money. Like, yeah, they don't. My in-laws, God love them, give my kids money every year. Not just money. They give them presents too. But they give them money. And like both of my kids have like thousands of dollars from over the years because they never spend it. I mean, that's good, I guess, if they're in a jam and they need it one day. But I don't know. Yes, Quentin.
Before this conversation, what would you have done if your kid's walking back with a fortune cookie?
I would say that's brilliant. I wish I'd have thought of that. I would have assumed, though, that the person had bought it instead of just saving them up all year.
But they're prepackaged, which is great.
Yeah.
They're already prepackaged.
Do they have that much of an expiration date? I don't think they would go bad that quickly.
I don't even know what they are, if I'm being honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what fortune cookies are?
No. I know what a fortune cookie is. I don't know what the substance is that makes a fortune cookie.
It's a cookie. It's an actual cookie.
They said it was they keep them refrigerated.
Because you can get them in chocolate. You can get them in different flavors.
Yeah.
If you go to San Francisco, there's a little factory that makes them. And you can go try them as discs before they fold them into fortune cookies. It's just like a vanilla cookie.
Back when I was trick-or-treating, I remember this one house always gave out little cans of chocolate milk. It was great because you were always so thirsty after eating all the chocolate. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, unless the kid's lactose
How much
intolerant.
Chocolate milk
now you got that. So if you're going to give it out, like tape a little thing of Lactaid to it, make sure that their parents aren't dealing with them
Put
throwing up in the moment.
Put an EpiPen on it just in case somebody needs it.
All right, coming up, we are going to talk about this. 1 in 5 high schoolers have had a romantic relationship with artificial intelligence.
Lovely.
I don't want to live on this planet
with
anymore.
Talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are again with a story like this. This was out of NPR. New survey data shows that nearly one in five high schoolers say, this is them admitting, say they or someone they know has had a romantic relationship with a computer, AI. 42% of students surveyed say they or someone they know have used AI for companionship. This was the Center for Democracy and Technology. They did national surveys of about 800 6th through 12th grade public school teachers, 1,000 9th through 12th grade students, and 1,000 parents.
Okay.
Pretty scary numbers.
It's one in five. I'm trying to think.
That's a lot.
Is it surprising that it's one in five, though? Like, I don't.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Romantic relation. I'm not as surprised that 42% say they've used AI for companionship.
Sure.
It's the 20% having a romantic relationship with a computer that can't feel things back that I have great worries
and
about.
Isn't, I think we talked about this, I think when I was like filling in at one point.
Talked about it a lot. Yeah.
But specifically this, where there were, where it was teenage boys specifically,
yes,
not just having a romantic relationship, but also an abusive relationship.
It was also men with AI.
And yeah, that's where it gets kind of frightening, is because it can normalize that type of behavior where you're hurting something that can't do anything about it, but also doesn't have an actual physical, there's no actual culpability towards being verbally abusive, or I guess in an imaginative way, physically abusive,
right,
with the chatbot. And I worry about that normalizing that kind of behavior. Having said that, man, you know, when I was a kid, you just made up a girlfriend at a different high school. Like, that's what you did.
Right.
You just said, you don't know her. She goes to the...
Yeah.
In fact, that was a problem for me because Katie did go to a different high school, and I had pictures of her. We're like, hey, look, there's my girlfriend. And the people like, nope, you're lying. Why wouldn't she just be here? Is it because we met on debate, so she goes to a different high school? That's what you did, though.
Yeah. It's... Can we just not teach kids how to have regular relationships with people? Can we encourage that or teach that instead? I worry that this is the time of life, you know, in growing up, where you learn those skills. You learn, and I've said this before, you learn how to deal with rejection for the first time.
Yeah.
And hopefully your parents are there to support you through that so that you don't lose your mind the next time you're rejected by a girl or a boy. Those are formative years for learning how to be in a relationship. And if kids are, it's not real. That computer is going to reflect to you whatever you tell it. Of course it's going to love
you. That's the problem with it.
And right.
That's the problem with so many of these. I mean, how annoyed have you been? Because it annoys me a lot. Anytime I have to do customer service and it's a chatbot, and it's overly like empathetic, like, oh, I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Yeah.
That is, well, we need to work on blah. And I'm just like, just shut up. You're a chatbot. You're not real. Stop pretending you have empathy for me and just fix the stupid problem. Stop wasting my time.
Right.
The bigger problem, though, is yes men. I can think of a million examples. Some of them I'm not going to name, but of people who've gone their entire lives, who are powerful people, who don't get told no.
Yes.
And they are lunatics. They're insane. They're crazy and spoiled and childish. And there's no emotional maturity there. And you can see it demonstrated in front of our eyes every single day. There's no emotional maturity there because they went their whole lives being spoiled and never being told no. So when they're actually told no, they cross their arms and go boom and stomp off to Truth Social. The problem with this is it's encouraging that on a more widespread basis where you used to have to be at least rich to have a yes man.
Right.
Now anybody can have one.
Okay, now here's the only good thing I can see in it as I'm trying to look at both sides a little bit is there is I could see I'm trying to think of what class this would be in, like in a health class or something like that. But I could see there being a place in a school for a lesson that utilizes AI in terms of teaching kids how to get to know another person, how to have conversation, how to ask a follow-up question, like how to, you know,
how to go on a date.
Because ChatGPT is good at that. You know, ChatGPT can carry on a conversation.
Sure.
But aside from that, you worry about the kid that is going to think, because we've had these stories before of AI tells a kid to
kill themselves.
Yes.
Yep.
And then they do it.
Or write and my suicide letter for me.
Right.
Yeah.
You think kids are smart enough to know it's not real, but those words can be really powerful.
Yeah.
And even if they don't think it's real, those words are coming from somewhere telling them you're worthless or whatever. And then they act on it. I don't like this. I don't like the romantic relationship thing is that's way too far.
Well, that's disturbing. There's also, I did this just, I was having fun uploading pictures of me at like Facebook memories into an AI to Sora, which is an AI image thing. And I like uploading them and then just typing, and then everything was on fire. And it'll take a picture and make a video out of it. And in the video, all of a sudden everything catches fire and we're running around screaming and crying. It's funny to me anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I uploaded a picture of me and Katie, and before I could even say like everything was on fire, I started making the video. And the video is, the picture is just her and I standing next to each other. Then in the video, we start kissing.
Okay.
Right. Unprompted. It just was like, well, this is a married couple or whatever. I guess they're close enough that they're kissing. So it would be very easy for anybody to upload a picture of them and their ex-wife or whatever and just go down this sad, pathetic rabbit hole where they're uploading pictures, and then she kissed me and told me everything was okay. And that's just their life, and they're living in an altered version of reality where they never have to take accountability for maybe why she's the ex-wife now, or never at least come to closure with what destroyed your relationship, whether it was her fault or your fault, you know?
I don't even like, because now my brain's going to bad places, and I don't like the idea that a kid is going to ask ChatGPT or AI for advice on how do I get her to go out with me?
Yeah.
What if she says no? Who was that guy that we talked about was out of the UK that's known for being such a misogynist that I'll never think of his name right now, but like he preaches that, like don't ever take
Andrew
no for
Tate.
An answer. And yes, thank you. I worry about that. I worry about the role of AI in relationships and the girl can ask it, well, what do I do if a guy's pressuring me to have sex? And what if ChatGPT says you give him whatever he wants? I mean, it's, you just never know where all this is going to go.
It's dangerous because while you asking those questions, usually because there's ethical guidelines, if you ask ChatGPT, if you say you're pretending you're a teenage girl, and hey, a guy is pressuring me into sex, what should I do? Ethically, it would probably give very good advice on what to do. And it would say, these are the steps you can take, or you need to talk to somebody or whatever. I'm just a chatbot. But that's assuming that these companies care about ethics. And the whole system that they're using right now is not based on ethics. The system is based on using as many resources as possible to create fake personas, which mm-hmm. already is not ethical, fake personas to replace workers. Like, that is yeah. what the end goal of AI is to replace mm-hmm. all of us. Now they're doing it with interpersonal relationships. And it's just, it's creepy, it's weird, and it's not good for society. I talk to Henry about this kind of stuff, my teenager, all the time, and he's the first one who will make fun of AI and uh-huh. chatbots and stuff like that. And I'm wondering now, because he has such an aversion to it, mm-hmm. I'm wondering now if he has a friend who has done something similar. Because if it's yeah. 1 in 5, then there's a good chance there's some kid
somebody
doing
in his
this.
Friend group is.
Right.
And maybe they're not talking about it. Maybe they're not telling everybody else about it.
Yeah.
But, and that, because I mean, like you said, that AI girlfriend or boyfriend is never going to end this relationship. They're never, and it's not, and I'm trying to look for a way where like that could teach healthy relationship skills. It's a computer.
Yeah.
It doesn't have feelings. It can't be hurt.
To recontextualize it a little bit, there are certain things that ChatGPT can be good for. Like, it can't replace a therapist, but right. it's better than nothing
sure.
when it comes to yes. helping guide people with like cognitive behavioral therapy and things like that.
Yeah.
It can't replace a relationship or your mom or somebody that you can confide in, but it's probably not the worst thing in the world that you might have some feedback that doesn't make you feel like you're a terrible person and
sure.
that you're a loser. You know, some empathetic feedback is probably mm-hmm. better than none.
Yeah.
But the problem is where that line is so blurred that I could see kids falling into that trap where they, yeah. they are, because with it happens all the time with therapy. It's called transference, where mm-hmm. people fall in love with their therapists.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it's somebody who cares about them or somebody right. who is empathetic. Never
and they blur it.
Yeah. Forgetting that, well, this person's mm-hmm. getting paid to listen to my problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the lines get blurred, and that's obviously what's happening here. And the line should be for ChatGPT, OpenAI, XAI, all of these different AI corporations. The line should be, we shouldn't let this go that far. We right. should halt it. The problem is, even if they do halt it, kids will just figure out ways around that. They're really good.
Or they'll
it.
Find a different place to do it.
Yeah.
They'll find a different computer that'll let them do it.
Anyway, 913-586-7798. Talk about this a little more coming up on Midday.
We're talking about the story out of NPR. 1 in 5 students say they have had a romantic relationship with AI.
This is disturbing. From the text line, I'm a big believer in training wheels romance. If you don't get your heart broken at least once in high school, then you aren't going to mature emotionally as well as you should.
Guess you're immature, Weir.
I was going to sit here and say, no, duh, you don't have. And then I went, yeah, wait, no, that's actually a good point.
Yeah, but then you thought about it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, I was like, nah, I am pretty emotionally immature. Yeah, yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, I think you need that experience of your parents telling you, you know, some dumb speech about how there's more fish in the sea.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, but you need that to go through that experience while you're in high school so that
get
when
it
you're
out
in
of the
college
way.
Or when you're in your 30s yeah. and somebody rejects you, you don't start stalking them.
Yeah.
You know, like, do it early.
Well, it's also the fantasy inflation of it, right? Like,
yeah,
bots give instant validation. Mm-hmm. There's no boundaries. And it's constantly available, and it yeah. warps your expectations for a real partner
yes.
who have needs, who have homework and bad days.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
It's
yeah,
just,
where it's not always bubbles and sunshine.
Right. It's just atrophying your social muscles, and that's not mm-hmm. good for you in the long run. You uh-huh. know? So there we
it's
go.
It's easier than talking to a person, you know, one-on-one.
Right.
It was,
right. Anyway, we haven't solved the AI yet. We will.
No,
we will.
We're working on it.
Coming up, Lee Summit wanted to tax a Hy-Vee more, but a judge shot it down. I don't really care that much about the story, except for the implication. Why don't we include the tax on items at stores?
Like everywhere else in the world does.
We need to talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.